As Israel's government pledges to do all it can to facilitate next January's Palestinian presidential election, some Israelis are expressing a sense of hope, but they also are feeling apprehensive because of the last 4 years of fighting. NPR's Julie McCarthy visited the Mediterranean coastal town of Netanya and has this report.
The chatter of a few French guests is all the life to be found in the lobby of the Seaside Park Hotel in central Netanya. In March 2002, a Palestinian suicide bomber from the nearby West Bank town of Tulkarm walked into the hotel during a Passover holiday dinner, detonated his explosives, and killed 30 people. The attack produced far-reaching consequences. Hamas claimed responsibility, but Israel blamed Yasser Arafat and launched an operation that put him under siege and effectively reoccupied the West Bank. Mirna Dahan is the 30-year veteran manager of reception at the hotel. She's hopeful that Arafat's departure will open up new possibilities.
Don't forget that Arafat made a lot of mistakes. All the money went to him. He didn't give to his own people anything. So perhaps the new one will do better. We hope very much that it will change, and we are optimistic about it. Very optimistic.
Mirna Dahan, like other residents interviewed, says improving the economic conditions of the Palestinians is one of the most important challenges facing the new leadership. A World Bank report this week said after 4 years of conflict, the Palestinian standard of living has dramatically declined, with 47% living below the poverty line. Dahan says it hurts both sides.
Don't think that Israel wants something like that. No, not at all. They want Palestinian people with work, with food, with money, with everything. Why not? They need to live.
Netanya lies less than 10 miles from the West Bank militant stronghold of Tulkarm. The spokesperson's office for the Netanya municipality says Palestinian attacks on the city in the past 4 years of the Intifada, including one here at the Central Market, have killed more than 40 people and injured over 490. City officials say there has been no attack since the spring of 2003. Residents and the defense ministry spokeswoman attribute that to the construction of Israel's barrier, which has been built in and around the West Bank. Many in the market greet the post-Arafat era with hope, but also suspicion. Maggie Misilati stops her baby carriage and says she wants to be able to trust the other side, but says the onus is on the Palestinians to demonstrate they want peaceful coexistence.
And just want to give as an example, if there's an Arab wandering around the market here, he's not in danger, but if I wander around in their area, I'm in danger. So I think it's up to them that they should really want the peace, and it's dependent on them.
Spice shop owner Moti Kakun agrees and says Israel also has an obligation. If the new Palestinian leadership is for peace, then the Israeli leadership, he says, should give everything it can to help the Palestinians live an honorable and peaceful life. But vegetable vendor Yitzhak Levy says there is widespread skepticism that the new Palestinian leadership will be any different from Yasser Arafat, who many, if not most Israelis, blame for the collapse of peace deals in the 1990s.
We know them. We don't trust them either. Everybody's skeptical. But what can we do?
Netanya businessman Amir Ohad says the Israelis must wipe the slate clean. Ohad, a major in the Israeli reserves, says Israel must start anew with the other side if the post-Arafat era is to produce a rapprochement between the Israelis and Palestinians.
Meaning we must look at them again with some sort of faith, that we cannot always look at the past and say, well, it failed 3, 4, 5 times before, it will fail again. Because if we will do that, we will never, ever come and reach any agreement. And maybe Israelis would be able to build up confidence again with the other side.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News.